I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. The Department of Homeland Security has extended for 6 months temporary protected status, or TPS, for thousands of Haitians. This allows them to live and work legally in the U.S., but federal officials say conditions on the island have improved, and they're signaling that the TPS program for Haitians could end in January. TPS status was granted to eligible Haitians after the island's catastrophic earthquake in 2010. Then a hurricane devastated parts of Haiti last year. Now, U.S. officials say the Haitian economy is recovering and growing, and thousands of people may be deported back to the island. Many Haitians living in Connecticut work at airports, in building services and restaurants, industries represented by 32 BJ Service Employees International Union. Alberto Bernandez, Assistant District Supervisor for Connecticut, says the extension is not long enough.
It doesn't solve the problem. We're talking about in 6 months going back to Haiti, still affected by the devastation of the hurricane Matthew. We know that there's an outbreak of cholera back in Haiti. In Haiti, it's still the poorest country in our hemisphere.
And he says residents with TPS status from several Central American countries may also soon face deportation.
From Honduras, people from Salvador, and similar to what's happening in Haiti, we have a huge problem of crime in Honduras, for example, and in El Salvador. Those members of our community living over here will be in grave danger if they are forced to return to the situation that made them come here in the first place.
More than one in five Haitian TPS holders are parents of U.S.-born children. In a statement this week, Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly urges Haitian TPS recipients to use the time before January to prepare for and arrange their departure from the U.S. Diane Orson, WNPR News.